Why was Aotearoa the last place to be populated on the entire planet? And when it was, why was it Māori? Why, when ocean currents flowed nowhere near New Zealand, why did we find a way to navigate this vast expanse? Why, when tribal warfare introduced disease and institutionalized racism, all products of colonialism, were meant to wipe us out, why have we survived up to the now generation, hundreds of years after the first Māori arrived? Because greatness is an attitude. When no one thought about what is beyond our world, why did we? I'm here to talk to you today about changing the status quo for Māori from being one of the greatest to the greatest of all time. So what's changing the status quo for Māori from great to GOAT, G-O-A-T, or greatest of all time, going to look like? Well, we sailed the seas hundreds of years before Cook and before Columbus. So we have been great ocean travellers in the past. Now we have a new group of youth taking on the challenge again. The Pacific Ocean is becoming our backyard. Check out ocean explorers who spend their time travelling the Aotearoa oceans. Consider space travel. Māori had a word for space. We also knew that it was cold. How did our ancestors know that it was cold? Because of Uipoto, one of the gods. He gave goosebumps to humans as a reaction to the first contact with space. What about health? Māori were labelled by the first colonial visitors as the most perfect specimens of strength, intellect, and spiritual connection of any indigenous people. With Māori medicines, we can challenge Western ideas of healthcare. We had spiritual guardians who protected our spiritual, mental, physical, and social health and well-being. What about economy? Māori understood and recognised that an economically able country is a country that survived. Because of our diverse landscape, tribes engaged in trade. Back then, when we had our international trade market with the indigenous people of Australia, that ensured the survival of our people. Maybe now we're meant to create an economically able country that can lead the world in reducing world hunger. We right now are concerned with the environment. When Māori speak of themselves, they always say where they come from and their land before they say their own name. Because we understood and recognised that land comes before us. Without nature, we are not whole. The land does not belong to us. We belong to the land. Maybe we can lead the world in having and sustaining the environment. We could call it Project Earth. With that comes greatness. And greatness is an attitude. I am part of the now generation. We are known as Generation Snowflake because we float around and disappear in a second. That's not who I am. That's not who I come from. That's not who we are or who we come from. Henry Haskins once said, "What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us." Because I am Māori, and we are Māori. The world is waiting for us to share our potential as a culture. What we can do for other Indigenous people, the possibilities are so wide. The sky is the limit. I know I can, and I know you all can too. Because greatness is an attitude. Thank you.